Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. As Title 42 ends at the borders of America at 1 minute before midnight tonight, the surge of humanity rushing our border has many lawmakers worried things are going to get worse. This woman from Eagle Pass, Texas, describes to Fox News what she is witnessing.
We've seen new spots where people are crossing, groups of several hundred or 2,000, about 10 miles outside of town the other day, and it's probably where they're going to keep crossing. I think there's a rush to get in.
Republican Tim Dunn is an Arizona state representative.
We've been inundated for the last 3.5 years, and so we are at our wits' end. We are at capacity on our NGOs, and so we're working together with the governor and with our local DPS and just to try to mitigate the situation the best we can and get them and keep processing and moving them out of our state, because we cannot handle them here in the state, and we're going to keep sending them with our own buses if the CBP can't control it and moving them on out of the state to a town near you.
Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, pleaded not guilty yesterday to 13 federal criminal charges. Santos was released on $500,000 bond after he was charged for alleged wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. On a CNN town hall last night, presidential candidate Trump believes the 2020 election was not on the up and up.
He made the comments during Wednesday's CNN town hall event in New Hampshire.
If you look at Truth of Vote, they found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras, where they were stuffing ballot boxes. So with all of that, I think it's a shame that what happened. I think it's a very sad thing for our country.
Trump noted that he would suspend his talk of election fraud during his run for president in 2024 unless he sees election fraud. Trump took questions from local Republicans and undeclared voters ahead of the 2024 GOP primary. I'm Ryan Daniels,
USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Time is running out for the USA to pay her bills.
We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt, and President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Biden and congressional leaders will meet about the debt limit again on Friday. Congress has until June to act. I'm John Schaefer.
An FDA advisory panel yesterday unanimously endorsed making birth control pills available over the counter for the first time. This after 2 days of deliberations over whether patient misuse could lead to more unintended pregnancies. If the FDA follows the recommendation and switches HRA Pharma's O-Pill away from prescription use only, it could expand the availability of birth control and open up more debate over reproductive health in a post-Roe America. J.D. Power announced results from its annual survey. They say customer satisfaction with air travel is way down for the second year in a row. J.D. Power's North American Airline Satisfaction Study sums up what most passengers have experienced: higher ticket prices, crowded planes, and limited options. A Biden administration proposal this week is attempting to counter that, with airlines compensating hindered travelers. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you on May the 11th. And who would have thought this would be the day? I mean, we've got the COVID Emergency Use Act. That is going away. Our border is greatly challenged. We've got hundreds of thousands of people just waiting for the gun to go off, and they're going to be storming the border. That's as of midnight tonight. And meanwhile, the debate over the debt ceiling rages on. Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm overwhelmed with things to talk about. I mean, what else can go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and of course, I had to laugh last night. It was hysterical. I mean, you know, the Babylon Bee could have had all kinds of fun last night with that town hall that was put on by CNN. You know, and especially the commentary afterwards, they don't get it. I mean, the audience there at a CNN town hall were, you know, they were going along. I mean, everything that Donald Trump was saying, CNN just, I think they just love to torment themselves. They're just masochists. Actually, what they love is their ratings.
They want ratings, Bill.
Exactly.
Right? They're drowning, literally drowning. Mm-hmm. They're going out of business unless they turn this around. So, you know, I don't know what they expected, and I don't know what kind of screening they did for the people who were in the audience, but man, they lost control of that audience right away, the audience was clearly in Donald Trump's corner, so it was pretty interesting. But look, that's kind of what's happening. That's what the polls are telling us, and I don't think, honestly, it's so much a yearning for Donald Trump to be back in office. I think it's just a complete horror at what's going on under Joe Biden. I mean, if indeed this is the choice it comes down to, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, guess what? As The Hill wrote in a piece just a few days ago, Democrats are beginning to kind of clue in that Joe Biden is not a sure thing if he runs against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, look how they're responding. According to Rasmussen, you've got a majority of Democrats themselves. They don't want they want Joe Biden to be primaried, Liz.
Yeah, no, I know. And isn't it remarkable that it isn't happening? I mean, I talked on Stuart Varney's show yesterday on TV about the Washington Post poll that just came out, which I think everyone was stunned by, right? 36% approval ratings, worst of any first-term president.
Did you see Stephanopoulos?
They were incredulous, right?
He went catatonic for a moment, man. It was hysterical.
Well, I think actually, you know, my bent is on the economic side. Most humiliating thing for Biden is a landslide approval of Donald Trump's economic history versus Joe Biden. And what do we hear from Joe Biden? Every day he comes out and says, basically, the economy was left in shambles. Thank heavens for me because I rescued it. Guess what? People don't agree with that. They think the economy was pretty good under Donald Trump, not good today. So it's very interesting. But what I was going to say is, so here's the Washington Post, which is obviously a left-leaning organization, and the poll bill had more Republicans than Democrats. I've never seen that before in a national poll, which suggests to me maybe that they did it on purpose, that they wanted a real shock to the system and to have Democrats across the country say, holy crow, we're going to lose this. We need to do something.
Right. Well, they're nervous. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can tell in the back rooms, the smoke is flying and they got to figure out what to do because, you know, they're not all that comfortable with Kamala Harris.
Yeah. You know, here's an interesting thing, which I will just mention again on this question of Joe Biden and the border. My Hispanic housekeeper just came in and said, what are they doing? How can they be letting all these people in the country? Why doesn't the government stop it? I mean, so it isn't, this is not a racist thing. This is a law and order thing. This is a keeping our country safe thing. We're in New York. Guess what? People, and she in particular, all of us are horrified by the thousands of people coming into the city every day. We can't afford it, and we have no place to put them. I mean, this is an outrage, and, you know.
Well, even in the local communities, Liz, where do you think these migrants end up?
Yeah, you've always said this, and I have to say, I have quoted you. And, in fact, I said that to her. I said, the problem is not my neighborhood. They're not coming to the Upper East Side of Manhattan. They're going to your neighborhood, and they're causing trouble. And she agreed.
Yeah. No, it's exactly it. It only makes common sense. And the other thing, again, here you have got a party that says, oh, they're protecting the interests, you know, used to be of women. Now they can't define what a woman is. So they're really confused. But it's such a mess. But, you know, still, I mean, I think of these young girls that are being sex trafficked, you know, all the fentanyl that's coming across the border. I mean, at every turn, this just speaks of more and more danger. And on top of that, which Fox News did, I think they released maybe about 2-3 weeks ago, and that was a map of the cartel infrastructure within the United States, Liz.
I know. It's horrifying.
I mean, all but about 8 states has an infrastructure for the cartel. No wonder they're doing, what last year, $13 billion in profit, just the cartels alone in drugs and human trafficking and all that. And you got all these people coming across that haven't been vetted. They're beholden to the cartels. This does not give them a fair chance and a fair opportunity. But yet Mayorkas wants to talk like it does. Well, wait a minute. You've got a flawed model to begin with. You're not giving them and I'm talking them, the migrants, or even the local communities, a fair shot to be successful because they're going to come in with all kinds of wants and needs, and there's only so much to go around. And, I mean, this is what some of these local communities are already finding out. They're just saying, we just can't afford it.
Yeah, that's the thing. They can't afford it. And I mean, we're finding that more and more. It's not just Texas anymore. It's not just Texas and Arizona.
Oh, no.
Now it's the entire country, all these blue cities that are being forced to take all these people. Look, and what's so infuriating, first of all, Mayorkas should be gone.
I mean,
he should be impeached. You know, there has been a bill in impeachment introduced in the House, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. They should follow through. The Republican House should impeach Mayorkas because he has lied to Congress, and he actually had, there is a legal requirement for him to control the border, and it's not controlled. So he should be gone. But also, this is not rocket science. What you do is you start sending these people back to where they came from.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, word goes out, you are not welcome here. We are not going to support you. And guess what? They stop coming.
Yeah.
That's what has to happen.
Well, the unfortunate thing is the infrastructure to promote these kind of numbers is still in place. With all these NGOs, everything, I mean, this is the reason we're getting the results we're getting is because the system is set up to produce this kind of stuff. And then they have the audacity to put it on, I mean, between the White House spokesperson and Mayorkas, to put it back on Congress is saying, for decades, you know, this has been a problem. It's been needing to be fixed. So what you do then is you exacerbate the problem all the more, right? You know you got a problem, and so you decide, well, it's not broken enough, so let's really bust it up, right?
It's entirely purposeful. They know what they're doing.
Wow. And we're just getting warmed up here, Liz.
I tell you, I could rant all day. I mean, there are so many things that are going wrong. It just makes me crazy.
I would never accuse you of ranting, okay?
No, I mean, but honestly, I'm pretty angry about all
of
this.
No, this is the sentiment across the country. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Just about 15 minutes after, more from Liz after.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, Fresh and Independent. We've got Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, with us right now. And hey, let's talk about the debt ceiling. You've got 57%, Liz, of Americans, this is according to Rasmussen, support the Republican debt ceiling plan. Well, it only makes sense because they're the only ones that have presented a plan, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's infuriating that Joe Biden is stonewalling on this. And I think Democrats felt like this was going to be a political win for them to be, you know, staunchly opposed to the people they call extreme MAGA Republicans. That's really sort of the basis for Joe Biden's entire campaign.
Can I interrupt you just a second?
Yeah.
Only because this is really ticking me off, because this is separating us all the more. This whole MAGA deal that Joe Biden throws out there. I mean, excuse me. I mean, before it was the Tea Party patriots. Tea Party people, what were they guilty of? Oh, let's go back to the Constitution. Let's balance a budget. Let's consider a smaller government. And for that, they get maligned and torpedoed. Now MAGA, what are they guilty of? Make America great again. Let's look at things that are in the best interests of America. Now it's a pejorative because, you know, Joe Biden has done this. I mean, for being the supposed, you know, uniter-in-chief, clearly, he has been the divider. He has really, if anything, he's made politics a pejorative.
I totally agree. And what he's trying to do is tie Republicans in Congress, all Republicans really, to January 6th. That's his entire game plan. That's what his campaign launch video talked about. That's what he kind of wants to constantly bring home. But on this issue of the budget and the deficit and the debt ceiling, he's totally lying, because in fact, all the Republicans in Congress voted for the Kevin McCarthy proposal, which is a totally reasonable proposal. Mm-hmm. Only four did not, and the four who did not are members of the Freedom Caucus. They are arguably on the right of the MAGA. They are the MAGA Republicans. So,
right.
I mean, it's a completely idiotic charge. But what it has allowed Biden to do is posture about how this is a really extreme proposal. And the reason I think that Rasmussen poll, which is no longer, by the way, a right-leaning poll, really, is showing a majority of Americans in favor of this proposal is, number one, you're right, because it's the only one out there. But also, we understand that during the COVID emergency, the country spent trillions of excess dollars. And that was necessary. It was thought to prop up the economy. Okay, the emergency is over. Even Joe Biden thinks the emergency is over.
Well, it's over. It's over today, officially.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
So Americans are aware we don't need to continue to spend excess trillions of dollars every year. And in fact, that is the way to financial ruin for our country. So that's what the McCarthy proposal does. It brings spending back to kind of the baseline we were on before COVID, the sort of eruption of COVID excess. Mm-hmm. And that is what Joe Biden is basically saying no dice to. And here's the thing. Voters also connect the dots between that excess spending and inflation.
I was just going to say,
right now,
exactly.
Everyone is alarmed that inflation has not gone away. It's creating all kinds of problems as the Fed hikes up interest rates very aggressively. We have banks failing, mortgages out of control, expensive. I heard last night from an economist, housing is the affordability of housing is the worst it has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So all those young families out there who are big supporters of Joe Biden, they need to think twice. This is not helping them.
Yeah. And I think that's the bottom line. You can run that through all the demography of the country.
Yes.
What policies has Joe Biden enacted that you could say, I'm sure glad he's our president?
Well, only honestly, if you're on welfare. In fact, I saw someone on Twitter the other day say, Joe Biden has made my life so much better. How?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, how? I mean, maybe they didn't have a job before, but let's not delude ourselves.
Yes.
Unemployment under Trump was 3.5% too. It's not like all of a sudden there's a job there that wasn't there before. It's been a very tight labor market for many years now. So honestly, I tweeted back because I was genuinely interested in what way is your life better? I think only, seriously, if you're receiving food stamps, which were increased, or if you're owing a student loan, which has been put on pause forever, it seems. I really don't know how anyone else could possibly maintain that their life has been made better.
Well, the thing that you have to consider here, maybe short term you're covered. You know, these people that were paid to stay home and they took advantage of it, people that didn't pay their rent because of COVID, you know, and they got away with it for a while.
Yeah.
But not only psychologically, but fundamentally, what does that do to the mindset of the labor force? It dumbs it down, it mediocritizes it, and you've got to make up for that lost time. You know, just like the kids that, lost a year, some have estimated as much as 2 years in the educational growth because of what the educational system did to them.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally right. Joe Biden talks about all the tens of millions of jobs he's created. Yes, the job market has remained quite strong. Most of that was the rebound from an artificially depressed economy because we shut down a lot of businesses and trying to get COVID to go by quicker. Didn't work, but that's what we did. So, you know.
Wait a minute. Again, let's go back because he says this. This drives me nuts, too. This is like chalk in the chalkboard. When he says, you know, the wrong guy, it goes right up my spine. He says, I created 10 million jobs. No, you didn't. These are jobs that came back because now the mandates were going away. But let's talk about what was the net loss. How many jobs did we actually lose because of these silly mandates that were put? I say silly, you know, 2.5 years later, because we look at it and we say, they didn't do much good. Yeah, they didn't do much good. And so here we've lost jobs. People, small businesses went out of business. They'll never come back. It's heartbreaking to think what has happened. And the president sits up there. And I got to imagine these people that lost their businesses, lost their jobs, are about ready to throw a brick at the TV every time he says that.
You're right. I think you're totally
now
right.
Now I'm ranting. See, now you got me ranting.
I love it. You're worked up, which you should be. Everybody should be.
Exactly.
That's honestly my sort of mantra these days. If you're not mad, you're not paying attention.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But anyway, getting back to this debt ceiling, I don't know where we go from here. I'm assuming that the White House has to give on some stuff because, look, some of it is things like, okay, here's money that we put aside for COVID-related issues. We haven't spent it. How about bringing that back into the budget? That seems
like a no-brainer, isn't it? I think
right,
so.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Obviously, some things like backtracking on some of the green energy things, they're going to have a problem with that because that is like Biden's only claim to fame is that he's the climate president or whatever. But those climate initiatives that the president has taken on, has pushed forward, is going to increase the cost of living for all Americans. And I think we're just beginning to get to have people kind of begin to understand that. Last year, their electricity bill was up 15% to 20%, depending on where they live. That is because of government policy. It's not anything else. And as it gets worse, Bill, I hope people just say stop, because pretty soon some of this stuff's irreversible.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing, you know, Biden, you can tell Biden's so desperate. Look what he's trying to invoke, the 14th Amendment.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know? Look, I mean, if he does that, I think you have a constitutional crisis. I also think it really reflects two things. One, the total lie his campaign was built on, which is that he could work across the aisle. Mm-hmm. What has he shown to date that he can do working across the aisle? Not a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly. And
this is a moment where this is supposed to be his big strong suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. And the second thing is, if he wants 4 more years, show us you can do the job, Joe. Let's show up in person, talk to the Republicans, get this thing done.
Well, and his response is, just watch me.
Yeah, we're watching.
We're watching, and he still can't figure out an exit off the stage.
No,
I mean, you could do an entire hour of him just trying to exit off of various stages.
Yeah, I mean, what we'd really like is 4 years of him exiting off the stage, and I hope he does it.
Well, you know, we said it early on, this amounts to elder abuse. It really does. Elder abuse. I mean, and the country, out of compassion, hey, thank you for 50 years, I guess. Have a good time, and, we'll see what happens.
Away.
Exactly. Thank you, please. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Have a great day.
You have heart failure, and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. As Title 42 ends at the borders of America at 1 minute before midnight tonight, the surge of humanity rushing our border has many lawmakers worried things are going to get worse. This woman from Eagle Pass, Texas, describes to Fox News what she is witnessing.
We've seen new spots where people are crossing, groups of several hundred. There were 2,000 about 10 miles outside of town the other day, and it's probably where they're going to keep crossing. I think there's a rush to get in.
Republican Tim Dunn is an Arizona state representative.
We've already been inundated for the last 3.5 years, so we are at our wits' end. We are at capacity on our NGOs, and get them and keep processing and moving them out of our state, because we cannot handle them here in the state, and we're going to keep sending them with our own buses if the CBP can't control it, and moving them on out of the state to a town near you.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here. You're the constitutional expert, so help us out here. President Biden exercising his pretzel logic as usual. Of course, it's amazing sometimes how he conveniently picks and chooses the Constitution, but he's trying to force fit a round peg in a square hole here, in my humble opinion, and you know better. So I thought, well, let's get the expert on to ferret this out here. He's threatening to use the 14th Amendment to end the debt ceiling debate. Square that up for us,
so there's
if you can.
Been a conversation for actually probably since the Bush administration about whether or not there is some executive authority granted to the president in order to allow debt obligations to continue to be paid, regardless of whether or not Congress has acted. Scholars do not believe that the 14th Amendment was contemplated as a mechanism for dealing with debt obligations of the United States government. Mm-hmm. In fact, that issue is addressed in the Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution among the powers of Congress. And so what the president is saying is, I don't want to negotiate, which is, since 1996, has happened about 50% of the time that there is a negotiation over raising the debt ceiling and what kind of changes will occur. The president is threatening to use an untested legal theory as a basis for him acting without the consent of Congress. Mm-hmm. And then placing on the Supreme Court the responsibility of saying, no, there is no authority here, and causing a debt collapse. Or using the threat of doing that to get the Congress to agree to go along for fear that the U.S. Supreme Court might actually agree that the president has this power.
Exactly. Well, this whole thing's been a gamble and a game of chicken that's been going on at great risk to the American dollar right now, which is in the crosshairs of the communist Chinese and the Saudis doing everything they can to upend the petrodollar, for example, which would be an absolute disaster. And here we're playing politics at the expense of the American dollar and our standing internationally with other governments around the world that are counting on the United States. And for all this brinksmanship that is taking place, it is at grave risk here. And, you know, the president, as the commander-in-chief, the chief executive officer of this government, he is being so irresponsible with this critical issue and then misrepresenting to the people that, oh, we're not going to pay, you know, we're not going to pay our bills, and the Republicans are, you know, threatening this, and which is just, you know, one lie after another. There's no substantiation for the statements that he makes. And unfortunately, the mainstream media doesn't ask. I mean, they have no curiosity whatsoever, Horace. And I think that's also, you know, at a grave expense to the American people that supposedly they serve.
Well, that's true. One of the things that you've talked about is that to be a progressive is to wake up in the morning and every day is a new day. I don't need to know what happened during the Trump administration. I don't need to know what happened during the Obama administration or any other administration. I just need to assert this is what's going to happen tomorrow. The Republicans in Congress, led by Speaker McCarthy, have asked for something very straightforward. You're going to cut a dollar out of every single agency budget, 1% out of every $100 or $1 out of every dollar, $100 spent, and over the next 10 years, you're only going to allow the budget increase to occur by 1%. You're going to get rid of the 87,000 new IRS agents. You're going to require the work requirements that were in place all the way through the beginning of the Obama administration. You're able-bodied. You want to receive some assistance. The American people are happy to do so as long as you do your part to get out of harm's way in terms of your debt or your need situation. These changes are very mainstream, and McCarthy has promised that there is no change anticipated, recommended, or associated with the Social Security program, the Medicare program, or even veterans programs. And yet, the president directly says that this plan will harm those three areas. Now, that's
exactly.
Just a lie, but the media feels like this is just the politics of the heading into the new presidential election.
Exactly. And it's amazing how they cover, you know, for Joe Biden. But yet, if Donald Trump goes on a CNN town hall and questions what he's been questioning from day one regarding the 2020 election, oh, my God, heads are exploding. They just don't know what to do with themselves. You know, the president is, you know, former president is lying through his teeth. And where it's like, look, at we've been chewing on this for a long time. Would you do us all a favor? Would you prove that Joe Biden did, in fact, get 82 million votes? Could you do that for me, please? If you could do that, then you could probably, you know, quell the conscience of 62% of the country that has their doubts of the 2020 election. Of course, and all this is being further exacerbated by the poor policies and what Joe Biden has done to our economy and how he's hurt Americans across the board.
Okay, so now you put your hand or your finger on the real issue. You get the gold star in class.
Oh, thank you.
The real issue of why the types of conflicts that are occurring We're having the debt ceiling fight. We're having the immigration battle. We're going to be having a shutdown battle over funding, not because those issues are important and intractable. But it is precisely because the American people are very upset with how Mr. Biden has led the country. And his policies, in their view, hurt them. And also, in their view, his age makes him not a good fit to steward the economy and this country during troubled times. So what does the Biden administration team do? Let's have conflict after conflict after conflict. And as my grandfather used to say, never climb into the pen with a pig. You only get mud on yourself, and the pig likes it.
Exactly.
The plan here is to get everyone covered in mud. That's McCarthy. That's whoever the Republican presidential nominee is. That's any senators that stand up for the American process and our Constitution. They'll all be covered in just as much mud as the president himself feels that he is. And they believe that'll give them an advantage on Election Day.
Well, they're hoping so, but meanwhile, there's a lot of pain here in River City, and this is why Biden and the apparatchik for the Democratic Party is having a tough time and a lot of brain damage here, because even their own constituency is moving away from them. You know, they can see this as plain as day, Horace, and the pain is real for them. And Mayorkas, you know, with his statements, which is so typical and representative of this administration, they're comatose. They have no consideration, no empathy for the people supposedly that they're supposed to be serving. And Joe Biden has made it clear that if you have anything and any interest to do with MAGA, then you're some sort of deplorable, and you're not even counted in their calculation. All they're looking at is serving, you know, the Democrats, as long as you have a D before your name, and especially if you're a progressive, right?
Well, he's very unpopular, but he wants to push these ideas, and chaos is the way to get them accomplished, they believe.
Yeah, and he says, look, it's, I can do the job, you know. He just kind of poo-poos the question of his age and his fitness and just says, watch me. Well, well, we're watching him, and it's scary, Horace Cooper. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Horace on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 18.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us for all of their support, guidance, smiles, and tears. For the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between, their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students, and Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
COVID public health emergency is over in the United States. Most Americans said, well, it's about time the government finally got the message because we, the people, have been moving on with our lives. The other thing, of course, tonight, 1 minute before midnight, I don't know, it's like it almost sounds like an execution deadline. Maybe there's something there. But and that is the Title 42 goes away. And we've got hundreds of thousands of people at the border getting ready to overwhelm the system. He's the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace Cooper joins us and it continues with us, I should say. Hey, Horace, so here it is. I mean, they're getting ready to storm. You know, the storming of the Bastille is going to be like nothing compared to what, you know, possibly is going to happen here at our southern border.
So the cartels have been telling dispossessed people that if they come after Title 42 ends, they'll be welcomed in to America, and they are not hearing a counter message from their home governments. They're not hearing a counter message as they pass through other countries, and when they tune in to what's going on in America, even though Mayorkas says the border isn't open, he admits they are going to set up a process to expedite anybody who makes a fake asylum claim and allow them to wander throughout America with documents that allow them to work, etc. And it might be 3 or 4 years before their case is resolved. What is the difference between what the cartel is saying and what Mayorkas is saying? Not very much. Maybe the cartel says you can live forever in America, and Mayorkas is saying for the next 3 to 5 years you can live in America. That is causing, it is a super magnet causing this influx.
Well, look at the numbers here. We're talking somewhere 6-7 million they've estimated have already come into the country. You know, Donald Trump said this last night, and he might be more right than wrong, that probably before this thing settles in, we could have an additional 15 million migrants in this country. You talk about the almost instantaneous demographic change that will take place in this country. This is incredible, not to mention the load that we'll put on, you know, on services. You know, here we are, $31.4 trillion in debt already, and you're opening up, you know, the border to take in this liability without any kind of consideration of how this could possibly be paid for. And meanwhile, you've got a system
that counters everything that Mayorkas is saying. It's closed. But wait a minute. You've got an operation system that is producing this kind of crazy results, and your complaint is it's because of Congress. They haven't addressed this broken system we've had for decades. So your idea is to break it even more. Let's just exacerbate the problem all the more, right?
Yeah, these are economic migrants. These are not people that are worried about death squads coming in and killing them. These are not people that live in totalitarian regimes, although they come as far away as China. But there are a large number that we're seeing from the Middle East. They're not coming just from Latin America. Any place where countries have impoverished groups, whether that's Thailand, whether that's Vietnam, or even from Africa, the continent, what we are seeing are people that believe that if you want a better shot, a chance, come to America. These sanctuary cities are now admitting, as the mayor of New York just recently did, we said, come here if you want to be welcomed, and we will get you started. We can't afford to do this. Are you just as racist as the other places that said, we know we can't afford this, and so we're not going to do it? Or are you just realizing the very pain that other places have felt? Now, the Biden campaign is threatening to kick the New York City mayor, Mr. Adams, off of their advisory board because he's not sticking to the narrative that the more migrants we have that come in, the better.
Yeah. Well, and then, as if that's not enough, a sanctuary state, California, is talking reparations. I mean, the damage that's being thrown out there, it's like Joe Biden telling all these kids, hey, you don't have to worry about your tuition. Tuition's going to be free. I'm going to make this happen for you, right? And so meanwhile, they're hanging out in limbo with this expectation that Joe Biden is championing their cause and going to make their tuition problems go away. Well, the same thing. I think we're going down the same road with reparations. Now you have the governor finally who started this whole thing and said, okay, we're going to have we're going to set up a committee. We're going to do this research and look into it. And after everybody gets all revved up and excited at the prospect of reparations in California, he goes, I don't think so.
Michael Jackson's son, Michael Jackson is not alive. Michael Jackson's son, Prince, was born in 1997. There is a calculator that the grifters have set up that are creating this so-called reparation sham. Michael Jackson's son is worth $100 million. That's Variety. That's not Horace Cooper talking. He is eligible because he was born and has lived in California his entire life for $13,619 for every year of his life because of, quote, discriminatory health harms. $2,500 for mass incorporation and over-policing for every year of his life. Housing discrimination payment of $4,000 for every year of his life. Devaluation of his business, apparently he'd be worth more than $100 million, of $77,000 for every year of his life. What kind of just system says you're worth $100 million and you are just as much a victim as a person who's worth $1?
Yeah.
This is why it totals $800 billion if they were to pay what it is that they are offering. More than three times the whole budget of the state of California. Our friend, the governor of California, knows that this is not possible. But his friends, his party, has promised this. I have an op-ed coming out, and I refer to this as the Nigerian Prince email on steroids. You give us your votes, and we're going to send you this check.
Yes.
Well, that email, you send us your cash, and then we're going to give you even more cash back. There is no Nigerian prince. The email is a scam. There is no possibility that this reparations effort is going to occur. Any scheme that offers up to $1.2 million per person and includes people who are worth $100 million is never going to see the light of day.
Well, I like what Larry Elder had to say. Larry Elder, who is a presidential candidate on the Republican side, there's a quote. He said, "It's the extraction of money from people who were never slave owners to be given to people who were never slaves."
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's even worse than that. It's even the most elite among those who have never been slaves. So we are actually going to take this from working class people and give it to other people. The truth is, the left has destroyed the public school system in California. The left, which, by the way, California used to be one of the examples of the best public school system in the country. The left has destroyed the workplace environment. It is very difficult to start a new business. They have snatched the American dream away from working class people, many of them who happen to be black, and have told them in exchange for that, here's what we're going to give you a check for. Don't ask us to improve the schools. Don't ask us to change the economic environment. Just take this check. It's not a surprise that so many black Americans now in California are in favor of this. What's a surprise is that there's also so many Americans who send money to the Nigerian prince.
Right, exactly. How many other states are considering reparations, Horace?
About five. Illinois is, Massachusetts is, but it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it isn't.
And what are you going to do? I mean, the people are going to be really upset when it doesn't deliver, and you say there's no prints, there's no email. And what do you do with the people like Angela Davis, who, you know, did a roots survey and found out that she's half white? My good, the look on her face, Horace, when she found out that there, that her family came across on the Mayflower. And she said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, she was, you know, totally disdainful about this whole thing and in shock. So what do you do with mixed races? Then people say, well, you know, they may identify. She identifies as black and claims reparations, but say, wait a minute. You're not even eligible because you have all this white blood in you.
Everybody's going to be identifying as black if they are handing out $1.2 million checks. But
oh, don't tell Elizabeth Warren that. I mean, she already got away with it. I had to bring that up. I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're just left open for, you know, scams galore because, sadly, I don't know. The honor system just doesn't exist anymore, Horace, sadly. And that's had a great impact on the psychology and the moral backbone of our country. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, has been with us. Horace, as always, appreciated. Godspeed, my friend. Take care. You got it.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...